back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
San Diego State up by one. 1.2 to go.
Shireman has a pretty good arm, too, taking it out of bounds.
Shireman was a high school quarterback.
Right, exactly.
In Aurora, Nebraska.
If ever you want him to throw one, now's the time.
Shireman, the southpaw, tosses deep. The ball is knocked up in the air, and it's over. The officials are holding off for a moment to check the clock. And meanwhile, San Diego State has a one-point lead trying to get to the finish line.
And the ruling on the floor was whose ball?
They've determined it's over. For the first time in school history, San Diego State is going to the Final Four. A heartbreaking loss for Creighton. And it's Aztec madness. 57-56.
San Diego State in the Final Four. Look, I don't know if you had him on your bracket, but I'm guessing our next guest may have seen this uprising from San Diego State coming. John Schaefer has joined us frequently in the last few weeks. Sports 760 in San Diego. You can find him on Twitter at John Schaefer. What has that been like? What was Louisville like for you?
First of all, John, I appreciate you having me back. I mean, it's incredible because you never know when something like this is going to happen. I think it's the beauty of this tournament. You just don't know. You can have, you know, a 30-2 type team, and you could lose in the first round, or you could have ups and downs over the course of a regular season and find your way to a Final Four. So, you know, you just had a feeling once they were able to upset Alabama that they'd be able to finish this off, and that's exactly what happened. And they had redemption on their mind. They had lost to Creighton last year, a very disappointing game in the NCAA's first round. They blew a 9-point lead inside of 4 minutes, an 8-point lead inside of 3 minutes, and that's how their season ended. And for it to come full circle like this, I mean, it's really incredible to beat Creighton in that fashion to get to the Final Four. You know, people associated with San Diego State, Aztec fans, are on cloud nine.
I have to think the last few seconds of that game is, you know, you're waiting for the officials to make a ruling. Both benches are kind of preparing for maybe a final inbound play. Then all of a sudden they wave it off. What was that like in the arena in Louisville?
It was unbelievable. I've never been a part of any scene quite like that Elite Eight. Not just that final moment, but even the foul with 1.2 seconds to play and the back and forth. It kind of felt like a bowl game in college basketball. And I guess you'll get that sometimes in these neutral sites with everything on the line. You know, Creighton had a lot of fans. Omaha theoretically was drivable. San Diego State had a lot of fans considering the distance to Louisville. But, I mean, I've never been a part of something like that. I think ultimately when it did end, it was a sigh of relief. And San Diego State certainly will take that type of celebration even after a stoppage and a review. I think the big concern was, well, if they put 0.3 seconds or so on the clock, and Creighton keeps the ball, and I don't know if they would have or not. You know, they got 7-1 center, and, you know, you could just throw it up to him and maybe tips it in, and that could be the difference between winning and losing. But they looked at it, 1.2 seconds had expired, and San Diego State kind of celebrated two times yesterday in Louisville.
San Diego State has 8 seniors on the roster, 5 juniors. You talk about the starting lineup, 4 seniors and a junior in the starting lineup, and then the other rotation players, 4 of the other 5 getting in, juniors and seniors. And so this is a very experienced team. How does that experience play into what you've seen in the last couple weeks?
I think it's everything. You know, Brian Dutcher, since taking over for Steve Fisher, always preaches about staying old. And what he means by that is what he has. You know, putting 3rd, 4th, 5th year players together on a roster, that's where the transfer portal has really benefited a number of programs, including San Diego State. But, you know, San Diego State, Brian Dutcher talked about this week. San Diego State's been doing the transfer game long before it became in vogue with the portal. They were doing it when players were sitting out for a year. It's really worked to their advantage. They did it recently with a Malachi Flynn, who transferred from Washington State and was a top 10 player in the country in 2020 when they went through. So they love staying old. And they've got a sixth-year player off the bench in Adam Seiko. They have multiple fifth-year players because of COVID as well. And they all kind of came back for this moment after last year. I mean, last year, a lot of these players could have left. Matt Bradley, the Cal transfer, could have left. Nathan Mensah, their center. Agwuka Rope off the bench. Adam Seiko, who's in his sixth year, the brother of Arthur Kaluma of Creighton. Those four players easily could have left after 4 or 5 year collegiate careers that were very successful. They could play professionally. They could make money. They elected to come back, and what it's resulted in is the best season in San Diego State basketball history.
The cover of the San Diego Union Tribune newspaper today, Final Four for real. Dutcher, the coach there, being carried by his players, holding a piece of the net. I mean, it's just surreal stuff. You got a chance to hold that regional trophy in your hands. That thing heavy?
It is, and I was nervous, John, because I like, in typical John Schaefer fashion, I'm like, don't drop this thing, you know, like, you know, you're just worried. But it's got some weight to it. And, you know, San Diego State doesn't have something like that in its trophy cases. They've won a lot of regular seasons. They've won a lot of postseasons. Recently, in the last 10 years, they've won a lot of bowl games. I mean, they've had a lot of athletic success. They just have. But to be one of the Final Four standing, and they're not the only team across the country that's experiencing this right now, you know, for a first time. But it just felt like San Diego State was kind of due for something like this. If you follow the program, if you follow Steve Fisher's career, Brian Dutcher's career, how often this team is in the NCAA tournament, how often they've been ranked in the top 25, they don't get necessarily the publicity. They haven't had deep runs like in Gonzaga, maybe like some of the other West Coast powers like a UCLA over the last 20 years, but they've been really just as good or close to as good as those programs over the last 20 years. So to see them finally get this, you know, for this to finally pay off, I think it's to some extent, you know, a long time coming.
You rode the charter from Louisville back to San Diego. Then you get off the bus. There's some Aztec fans who are standing out in front of the school and media waiting. What is that like as the bus pulls up and the players probably have their noses pressed against the windows?
There's something special about being associated with something that is of significance to, you know, to the community. There just is. There's something about, like, you know, there's something about a police escort when you win as opposed to a police escort when you lose. And it just felt like, you know, just from the second they hopped on the bus to go to Orlando for the first round, it just felt like they were really dialed in and connected. And the fan base kind of recognized that, hey, maybe this is the team. You know, they're playing really well late into the season. But last night was really unique because they got back really late. It was 1 a.m. Pacific, and the game ended well before that. It was played out east, and it was out early, but we stopped for fuel at some point in the middle of the country. So it was a long day and a late night, and it was really cool to see San Diego State fans, and students are on spring break, but people are chanting for the players, and it's something I won't forget. I know that the Aztec players and coaches and administrators won't forget it, and it's just, you know, we're in a period of time right now this week where it's going to be just so special for this university and this basketball team and San Diegans.
John Schaefer, our guest, you can hear him on 760 Sports in San Diego. He also does the pre and the post game on San Diego State basketball and other sports. But John, let me ask you, like I said off the top, you know, you may have seen this coming. Is this a surprise to you, what you're seeing on the court, or do you look back and go, I saw glimpses of this throughout the season?
It's not a surprise, but it's always a surprise, if that makes sense. You know, you're always surprised when you can get to a Final Four, I think maybe regardless of seed, maybe outside of like a one seed. But the reason it's not, what would have been surprising to me, John, is if this group of players that has accomplished so much and won at such a high percentage didn't ever win in the NCAA tournament. And that's what they were up against 2 weeks ago when they went to Orlando, because they had been 0-for in the tournament, you know, 0-for their last three trips. For some of these players, they had been there for those three trips, and then they didn't get to experience it when they went 30-2 in 2020. So the surprise for me would have been that they didn't capitalize on the opportunity in the NCAA tournament. Nobody can forecast the Final Four run, but, you know, even heading into the Alabama game, there was a sentiment that certainly from the coaches and the players that they could pull it off, and even from the fan base and the media, that San Diego State's defense is so good that as they muck games up, so to speak, they keep themselves in it. And that has been in their DNA for so long, and it's playing out to fruition here over these four NCAA games where, you know, teams average 80 points and score 50 against San Diego State. Teams shoot 40% from three, they shoot 20% or 10% against the Aztecs. So this defense is carrying the way. It's truly in their DNA and in their brand, and it's playing out on court over the last 2 weeks.
The expansion of the Pac-12 potentially looming in the background. I mean, I was half kidding when I said George Kliavkov should have been on the tarmac with a couple of those, you know, with a, like a jacket on, waving the plane in. But it feels like there's a invitation for San Diego State here in the horizon. How much does this run, John, sort of affirm that San Diego State belongs?
Hey, it's a great question. You know, I would say, and I think you probably feel the same way. I think others that cover this for a living would feel the same way. I would say regardless of this run, San Diego State is well-deserving. And there's a myriad of reasons that you've discussed, written about, spoken about, I discussed every single day in San Diego. We don't necessarily need to rehash them. And the funny thing about this is it's not always earned, right? I mean, there's teams that have success in athletics that aren't in Power 5 leagues, and there's teams that aren't successful in athletics that are in Power 5 leagues. So this isn't a simple relegation process where good teams move up and bad teams move down. If it was as simple as that, San Diego State would have been in the Power 5 a long time ago. But I do think it kind of stamps the notion that we've been preaching about, and not necessarily everyone has heard nationally, but we talk about a lot here in San Diego, which is if you're paying attention, San Diego State is deserving. It's not just because happenstance has them in Southern California. That could be beneficial because of USC and UCLA's departure. But regardless of that, San Diego State has earned it over the parts of the last two decades. And that's just playing out in front of our eyes. And, you know, I don't know if there's a level of inevitability to it. I'm not in those conversations, obviously. But I do believe we're at a point where I don't know what else San Diego State could possibly do to break through that, you know, that ceiling, so to speak.
You know, John Schaefer's with us again from San Diego, kind enough to give us his time today. The looming thing in the background here is, you know, you're getting to a Final Four. Is the, you know, some of these teams, when they get to a Final Four, I covered George Mason back in the day. They got to a sure. Final Four. They appeared, hey, just happy to be there. What's your feeling about this team? Florida Atlantic is the opponent to get to a right. championship game. I have to think a lot of people would pick San Diego State to win this game. Are the Aztecs approaching this like, hey, there's some unfinished business here, they're not done yet?
1,000%. And I sense that after they got to the Sweet 16, and most Aztec fans or San Diegans would say, what an incredible accomplishment. You just reached the furthest that this program has ever reached. And now you're taking on the top seed, and the turnover happens from here is crazy. But they didn't treat it like that. And the reason I'm confident in saying that is I was with them in Orlando, and I'm with them for these celebrations, and they're not doing the Gatorade bath that every other program is doing. They're not doing all the celebratory whatever is occurring around the country when you're advancing each and every round. They're just, it's more of a business trip with San Diego State than even I would expect, even on the plane ride back. Of course, it's celebratory, but it's really not over the top. And with all these fifth-year guys, fourth-year guys, even a sixth-year player, I just feel like they think at this point they can do something that no program outside the Power 5 has done in forever. I think you'd have to go back to UNLV. The last time a program outside a quote-unquote power league, if you include, you know, the newly constructed Big East, you'd have to go back 30-plus years. You know, I think San Diego State's going to take their chances at this point to win a national championship. You know, a neutral floor, like you said, against FAU, then potentially Connecticut is playing out of their mind, or even Miami that's had this great run. I mean, San Diego State's defense keeps them in games, and they've made enough plays down the stretch to win, and now they need just two more. And I really don't believe that they're content to just be in this spot. I think they truly believe they can win it.
Brian Dutcher, the coach of this team, you know, he took over for Steve Fisher. I know you're covering this team, but you're also watching this unfold. I hope you're enjoying it. But Dutcher looks to me like a coach that would be a blast to be around.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's done an amazing job. Even without this Final Four run, I would have told you he's a great coach even if they would have lost in the first round. He just is. I mean, just look at what he's been able to accomplish. And you look at the win-loss record at San Diego State over the last 6 years. It's basically, I think it's the third-best win-loss percentage since 2019 in the country, maybe behind Houston and Gonzaga, something like that. We'd have to pull it up. But it's one of the best win-loss records in the nation over the last 4 years. I mean, it just hasn't skipped a beat. Since he took over for Steve Fisher, of course, Steve Fisher had this remarkable run in San Diego, took over the program and turned it into, you know, what it has become. And Brian Dutcher has just taken it to now this unprecedented height of the Final Four. But he's just a guy that has a lot of experience, is very loyal, was on Steve Fisher's bench for the better part of three decades. I mean, he was there in 1989 when Steve Fisher was the interim coach at Michigan, and they won six consecutive games. This is Brian Dutcher's fourth Final Four. That's why I don't think the moment's going to be too big for them. I think he has the perspective to know what it takes. And they won the title in 89. They got the national championship games. Of course, there's the infamous moment with the Fab Five at Michigan that he was coaching under Steve Fisher for as well. So this is familiar territory for Brian Dutcher. It's unfamiliar territory for San Diego State. But I think his experience and perspective could be pretty valuable over the next week.
All right. Just from your standpoint, you're covering this thing. I gotta ask you, you know, like, I look back, and I probably didn't realize early in my career when I got a chance to, you know, cover some teams making deep runs, maybe I didn't appreciate it as much. I hope you're enjoying this, but from a personal standpoint, it has to be fun for you, John, just to kind of see it unfold.
It's really gratifying, John, and I'm glad you brought it up. I mean, I'm in the middle of my career. I'm not, you know, I've done this basically for 20 years in a variety of fashions, 15 of which were working in minor league baseball, which is not glamorous. It's riding buses. It's not, you know, the most ideal lifestyle for raising a family or being married or even, you know, I mean, you're broadcasting because you're doing it because you're passionate about it, you know, and that's what I was doing for 15 years. 6 years ago, I moved to San Diego. I've spent the last 6 years covering San Diego State football and basketball. So I've seen that just highs and lows of sports in general. And to go through this, I've never experienced anything like this in my career. Again, I've done it for about 20 years. I've done games all across the country. I've worked for some other programs previously as well. There's nothing like this. And I'm glad I have the benefit of perspective. This isn't my first year working in athletics. Say, oh, this is going to be how it is every year. But having ridden buses and having, you know, stayed in hotels all across the country and having worked long days and long nights. And I mean, it's just so beautiful to watch it play out the way it has played out. And it's a sigh of relief, and it's fun, and I hope it continues for another week.
I think the Pac-12 footprint is rooting for San Diego State. I think a lot of people, the entire Pacific time zone, has to have the Aztecs back on this one. John, I appreciate you making time for us. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
San Diego State, Florida Atlantic in one semifinal, and on the other side of the bracket, you got Miami UConn. UConn looks scary to me. Miami, opportunistic. But Florida Atlantic against San Diego State for a berth in the national championship game. Saturday, that's on the docket. Leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth. Coming up later in the program, we'll give you our big splash. Plus, Anna's going to come along, and we'll talk about whether or not the NCAA tournament will be, how will it be viewed? Years from now, as people look back, how will it be viewed? Will people say, oh, that was the year where all, you know, none of the 1-2s or 3s made it to the championship game? Oh, there were no ratings. Or will people look back and go, that was a phenomenal tournament? I know where I stand. We'll talk more about it coming up.